What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our seven-figure fitness business podcasts. It's your host, Iggy Odigizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. Now, today, I want to talk about the importance of having a really good offer when you're setting up a cold traffic acquisition system. If you're doing any kind of marketing, whether it's even organic or cold traffic, you need a very strong and compelling offer, and you need to build a brand around that strong and compelling offer. But even more so when it comes to cold traffic, because if somebody doesn't know who you are, how do you get them to consume information, or how do you get them to want to do business with you and purchase your product if you don't have a strong offer? A lot of people will compensate for this by giving a lot of free information, giving them a ton of information, and building trust and rapport to overcome the lack of a strong offer in the hopes that they're going to be able to sell this person just because they're going to get to know, like, and trust the person, right? But what you're doing when you do that is you extend the sales cycle for too long, versus when you're running cold traffic, you want to target people who have a problem and craft your offer to clearly solve the problem that they have. If you can clearly solve the problem that they have, what you're going to be able to do is shorten your sales cycle and increase the number of opportunities, legit opportunities that you're creating for your business. So one of the things that you have to do, take time to really go through and look at your messaging and look at your offer that you're presenting people in your marketing, in your funnel, and on the sales calls with them. Like, really think through, is this an offer that's so good people feel stupid saying no to? And if not, how do you craft an offer that's that good? Read Alex Ramosi's book, $100 Million Offers. Like, really read it. And not just read it, like, study the damn thing, because it's really good. And so when it comes to scaling and growing your business, you're eventually going to need to either leverage cold traffic or leverage some type of virality when it comes to content marketing. But in order to do that, you have to have a very strong offer that people want. So now it's thinking through, how do I make my offer more compelling, and how do I weave it throughout my entire funnel, throughout my entire messaging, throughout my entire business, so that I can create more predictability with our sales process.
Yo, sorry to interrupt this video. If you found it helpful and you want us to plug our system into your business, our 7FFB AI, to help you automate appointment booking, power dialing, and funding, go ahead and click the link in this video to schedule a demo. I'd love to see you on the other side. Back to the video.
And that's really where it boils down to, is if you have a strong offer, with a strong offer, you can overcome poor marketing, poor messaging, and even a poor sales skill, because people just want the thing that you're selling because it's so good. Right. And then off the back of that, you have to make sure the delivery of the thing that you're selling supersedes the promises that you're making when you're enrolling people in your offer. So, one, craft an offer that people want. And then two, make sure the product actually delivers on the promise that people want. At the bare minimum, just give people exactly what they want when they're enrolling with you, and they're going to be very, very happy. If you go above and beyond, they're going to be even happier, but they're going to be happy with you just delivering on the promises that you make. So when you're crafting your offer, think through, what are the promises that I can actually back up? What are the claims that only I can make based on my experience and the results that I've gotten for previous clients, based on what people have told me as a result of work with me? What are claims that only I can make in the marketplace? And that's how you start to craft your offer, and just thinking about it, become obsessed with the offer, because if you can get that right, it changes everything. Like, it's literally the difference between not making any money in your business and having a business that could do 7 to 8 figures seemingly overnight. The difference is just the offer and getting in front of the right people. All right. So I hope you found this helpful. Take time. Study different offers. Take time to listen to your sales calls of people who've enrolled. Take time to interview your most successful clients and find out why they bought from you in the first place, Why did they want to get on a call with you? What did they say they needed when they got on their initial call with you? And use that information to update the offers that you make people in the marketplace. So I hope you found this helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Till next time, stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. Deuces.